thank you all for joining us this afternoon. It's great to see you all in person. Very, very grateful that we don't have to do these call-in, and it was really nice to see people I haven't met before actually put a face to the name. So welcome. We look forward to working with you, and we're really grateful for your service, and thank you for taking the time to do this. As we begin, we'll take the roll. Kyle, you make a note of everyone that's here?
Yes.
I won't call everybody's name, but just let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. Okay? The second item is the minutes from our June 1, 2021 board meeting, which was virtual. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes that were sent to you? Does anyone have any amendments or alterations to propose? And take a motion to accept the minutes. Motion by Member Graziano, second by Dr. Wilmot. All in favor? The minutes are accepted. Next is item three, the 2021 year-to-date financials. Jill?
Hi, I want to say also welcome.
Hi.
And that it's good to see everybody in person again. So this will probably be, I'm assuming, my last board meeting. Kim, I want to introduce everybody, which I think is, everybody's already met her. Kim Kirchner is joining us, and we're in the training process right now, and I just want to welcome her as well. What we're looking at here are the July financial reports. These were just emailed to everybody yesterday, so I don't know if everybody's had a chance to look at it. But really, the bottom line, what it's showing is that we're having a really strong year. You know, based on what happened last year and all the changes, when we created this budget, we weren't quite sure how much the economy, the VLTs, the breeding, and everything would rebound. And our revenues are very strong. If you look at our year-to-date, we're about $1 million in additional revenues over what we had budgeted. So that's really great news. If you look at our awards, our Breeder Stallion Owner Awards, they are also up from last year, but still lower than what we had, higher than what we had budgeted, but only by $160,000. So there's quite a bit of room. You know, that additional revenue is more than taking care of the additional award expense that we have. The admin and the promo are slightly under budget, about $23,000. And right now, at the end of the year, if the remaining 5 months end up to match our budget exactly, we would be a little under $1 million in the surplus. So it remains to be seen what happens in the next, you know, if things are changing every day still. Hopefully they'll remain strong, and we were pretty conservative in our budget to begin with, so I think we'll be fine this year and have a surplus, probably end the year with a surplus, which will allow us to pay that additional $200,000 to NIRA for the Stallion Stakes Series, and then also some supplementals awards. Let's see. The only other thing, I mean, there's all the pages that are here if anybody has any questions. But the only other thing I really want to bring to everybody's attention that's changed as is the Catskill OTB. They made a payment for the 2018 reserve that we had set against, and they just made a payment for the first 3 months of the year. They made a payment at that 50% of what their handling breakage was. But this next payment that they made for the second quarter was 100%. So right now we have a reserve set up for about $178,000, and they have a past due of only $110,000. So I think at this point, we will not need to do a reserve for them this year. If anything, we'll be able to back out some of the reserve that we're currently holding, which, again, will give us some additional monies at the end of the year. Does anybody have any questions on the July financial reports?
Thank you, Jill. Move over to item four, the sole source provider details for the promotional contract for 2022. Naja?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For today, I would just like to, first of all, thank each of you for my time since joining. Everybody's been very helpful. And I just want to report that NYTB continues to work well with the fund and Tracy, Jill, and in the future, Kim and Adam, of course. And we're doing many things as an organization. And I think it's important to note that NYTB's mission is with the funds and that we want to promote thoroughbred breeding and, of course, quality breeding in New York State. And we continue to do that through a number of measures. I provided a handout of a promotional report of just some of everything that NYTB does in conjunction with the fund, which is producing a New York Stallion Register each year, our New York Breeder Magazine, 12 issues a year every month, as well a weekly newsletter that reaches roughly 6,300 recipients every week, our social media presence online and helping to build a sport and cultivate a community that is more knowledgeable on breeding. And of course, we also have our New York Breed Divisional Awards ceremony. The last 2 years, due to the pandemic, had to transition to online, but everything I've heard from everybody was that they were very, you know, still pleased with the result of the awards, and we're looking forward to next year returning to an in-person event, and that would be very special. And of course, our promotional items and advertising that we do across the industry to promote, you know, our stallions, the breeding program, our incentives. So I just want to stress that NYTB still, I believe, is the best vendor for the fund to use for promotional activities in stressing all of these programs. And in the future, it would be beneficial to me going forward with a vote today to approve another year extension on that contract so that I continue to plan and add more things into the mix, such as farm tours, and we have educational seminars in October. So if anybody has any more questions they want to provide to me, but I just want to stress that I think the relationship between NYTB and the fund is very important. It's essential that we use all the utilities and facilities we have to promote our breeding program. And I think we have a history of doing that well, and now that I'm on board, I want to take that and lead it more to the future.
Thank you, Naja. Anyone have any questions for Naja?
I want to say that I've had occasion to work with Naja. It's a pleasure. And Jeff did great service for us and for the industry for a long time. And the big wheel keeps turning, and we got a good man on the spot. So.
Definitely. Definitely. In the short time that I've known him, I've been very impressed with your work, Naja. Really appreciate everything you've done for the fund.
Thank you.
So I think it would be appropriate at this time to entertain a motion to extend the agreement throughout 2022, correct?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion by Dr. Wilmont, second.
Jackie.
Second by Jackie. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The agreement's extended through 2022. Thank you, Naja.
Mr. Chairman, you just
know
my abstention.
Okay, Mr. Graziano has abstained from this vote.
And I don't know if I'm voting or what I'm voting.
Unfortunately, Joe, you're not yet able to vote. Next time, probably. Okay. Not quite yet.
But we are very grateful that you came to the meeting. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Naja, we should talk about doing a one-page extension.
Certainly, Kevin. All right. Thank you,
paper.
So Kyle and Naja will work that out. Item five, review the proposed budget for 2022. Jill?
Okay. Don, do you want to say anything to this first?
Just the fact that we did meet, we went through it, the budget in detail. It actually came together fairly easily, thank God. Although it's a conservative budget, I think we shouldn't have any problems hitting our numbers, but I'll let Jill go through. But it did come together easily for the first time in a while. So.
All right, so the document is 7 pages long. It gives some detail on the awards, the admin, and the promo piece. But the major piece is the first page, the summary page. That one is pretty much the first thing, the most important thing to do is to figure out what our revenues are going to be, and that kind of gives us an idea of what we'll be able to spend for the year. So we took, this year it was very easy, we just took the 2013 per statute. The fund is entitled to receive the 2013 levels, the revenue that they received at that year, adjusted for CPI. So that's what we used as our number. We get enough money from the Nassau and Suffolk OTB that what we do right now is we put it into a payable account until the end of the year, where we kind of reconcile the revenues we actually receive during the year versus what we have. We keep whatever we can and then give back to the Gaming Commission to distribute in whatever ways they do, they need to do it, the rest of the funds. So that's what we used as our revenue number. Based on that, we're going to have sufficient revenues for our Breeder Stallion and Owner Awards based on prior year trends. We looked at the 5 years, and that was also assuming that racing would be back to 100% for the year for both the Nyrer Tracks and the Finger Lakes. The admin and the promo pieces are on page 6 and 7. The promo, we have a statutory limit of 6% for promotional spending and 5% for admin. For the promo piece, we do go right up to the 6%. If you look on that last page, page 7, that shows, you know, unknown at the time, but we budgeted the $400 to the NYPD based on the prior year contracts and agreements. And that left the fund, after putting their, you know, payroll and other expenses, $500,000 to be used, to be determined by the promotional committee during the 2022 year on how that would best be spent. And that could be for advertising, promotional, aftercare promotion, and so on. So probably at the next meeting in December, the promotional committee will have a little bit better idea, and we'll do a presentation on what the plans will be for that $500,000, or at least a portion of it, during the year. And so that keeps our promo spending under the 6% cap, and the admin expenses are at 3.8%, budgeted at 3.8%, which is well below the 5% cap. The rest of the accounts here, the Zweig Fund, the breakage, are statutory requirements. The purse enrichment is kept at the $1.5 million, which is what we've been doing for at least, I think, the last 5 years. And except for the 2020 with COVID, we did reduce it to $1 million. And so that left us, it actually left us with a little bit of a surplus when we calculated the numbers that we had come up with. So that money was put back into the awards program. If they're not paid out during the year in a normal awards, then they would be some kind of a supplemental at the end of the year. So we're anticipating that will be the case in 2022. All right? Any questions on the budget?
Not so much a question as a comment. The $500,000, which, you know, pennies from heaven. What is the status of the aftercare anti-slaughter legislation, and how might that affect us going forward, Tracy?
Well, it will definitely affect us. We'll have to set up an account because people will be allowed to, on their tax return, donate money to the fund, which will be solely for the use of aftercare. So that will be a separate bank account that will be set up. Naja says his lobbyist will be getting in touch with me, because I said we need to know a lot more about the nuts and bolts of how it works. You know, do we still need to be using our promo money to provide aftercare? Because how do we know how much money we'll have come in? And then there's a whole part of the law where it talks about fining people if their horses aren't microchipped. So who actually goes and does that? How much is the fine, and who decides? So there's a lot of information that we need to know to get ready for next year. So his lobbyist has been on vacation, but he's going to put us together soon.
Maybe we can add it to the agenda for the December meeting.
Absolutely.
So just give us an update on where we are and what the fund needs to do, what this board needs to do to implement that.
Is there an effective date on that? Is it effective immediately, or what was the...
It's effective in the new year.
Has that bill been signed, though?
No.
It hasn't been sent to the governor.
No, the governor has not signed it yet.
So it's effective upon signature?
No. Yes, it's effective upon signature for the new year.
Gotcha. Thank you. Are there any other questions about the 2022 budget? So I'll take a motion to adopt the 2022 budget as distributed to us by Jill. Motion by Member Janet Graziano, second by Naja. All in favor?
Aye.
The budget is adopted. Item 6 is the ratification of the hiring of our new comptroller. Because of the need to move this forward and have a smooth transition, we needed to act by phone. We had a phone meeting, and we unanimously agreed to hire Kim as Jill's replacement. So today, since we're back under the public meetings law and a public meeting, we need to have a vote to ratify that decision. Any questions about that? Any more information that you need? Then we'll have a motion to ratify that decision.
So
motion. Motion by Member Graziano, second by Dr. Wilmot. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
It is ratified. Thank you, Kim. Congratulations. Welcome. And we look forward to hearing from you. And thank you, Jill, for all your great work.
Thank you.
The next item is the Audit Committee recommendation to extend the Marvin and Company contract. Jill?
John, again, do you want to talk about this first?
Yeah, we discussed it at the board meeting. Marvin and Company's been doing a fine job, and there doesn't seem to be any need right now to do anything differently, so we all agreed that we'd like to see them stay on for another year, especially with the transition of the controller, you know, Jill's position. We thought it would be very, very helpful.
Makes a lot of sense.
I did reach out to Marvin because the authority's budget office does require rotation of partner after 5 years. So this would be our sixth year of audit with them. Heather has mentioned that there wouldn't be an issue with doing that rotation. They have somebody within Marvin that would take the lead on this. As far as the fee, I have not received the fee back yet, but every year they've been consistent from 1 year to another. I do expect it to be probably around a $12,000 fee for the audited services for 2021.
Well, that doesn't seem like 6 years, does it?
Time flies.
Okay, are there any questions for Jill or John about the... extension? It'll be a one-year extension under the same terms, correct?
Yes. Well, under the same terms, but probably a slight increase in the fee. So around $12,000 for the fee.
As opposed to $11,000-something
that we've been paying. $11,500, I think it was last year. I don't have the final number in yet, but it would be comparable, you know.
So we'll know that before we sign it, right?
Before we sign the agreement? I mean... Would the board be willing to, if I were to do, let's say, a $12,000 estimated fee, and if it were that or less,
yeah,
enter into
put
the agreement?
On it and say, yeah. It's $11,500 now, it's $500.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if we kept, you know, if we renew it with a new partner at, you know, no more than
authorize up to,
not to exceed, you know, $12,000.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want it to be unlimited. You know?
Yes.
No, yeah.
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 So, okay, then we'll entertain a motion to approve the extension for 1 year with the caveat that the fee will not exceed $12,000. Okay, Jill?
Yep, that sounds fine. And I don't, we don't really do any work with them until the very end or the early next year. So even if there is any kind of an issue, it can be discussed at the summer board meeting.
Okay. Motion? Member Graziano, second. Doctor?
Aye.
Second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the Marvin contract is extended for 1 year. We don't have any old business to discuss. Any new business that anyone wants to bring up?
Just want to be on the record to thank Jill Laboisier again.
Yes.
I really feel she's been a blessing to us.
Will we see Jill in December?
No.
No. I was wondering.
Jill will be packing for Florida.
Okay.
I'm packing my bags head south. So
this is the swan song. Huh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, really? Thank you very much. From me personally, I'm sure on behalf of all the board, anyone wants to add anything?
Jill's been great. And Jill has really, I was involved when we hired Jill, and there's a number of us that were involved prior to Jill being here that remember the reports we used to get, the lack of reports and those kind of things. But Jill has really professionalized the financial services and have done a great job. She's going to be missed, but I'm sure we got good. Somebody, Kim's ready to fill in.
Well, it's great that you're here, Kim, and we look forward to working with you. There's no other business, then we are adjourned.